Live from the Fort is made possible by support from Skinny Pancake, local food, craft beer, and live music in Burlington, Montpelier, Hanover, and skinnypancake.com.
Hi, my name's Nicole Nelson.
I'm Dwight Richer.
We are Dwight and Nicole, and today we were joined by Ezra Oakland on the drums. We've been playing together for about 10 years now, and it's just getting better and better. And lately, especially when we've been performing as a trio, it's just been like the most exciting time of my life musically.
Yeah, it's just a lot of momentum in the last 2 years for us.
You live in Burlington, Vermont. We've been there for about 5 years.
Yes.
And I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and Dwight's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
And he went to college here. He went to UVM, so
yeah.
I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
When we were visiting friends that he went to school with, and I was just like, okay, we got to get to Burlington somehow. We're going to make that happen at some point.
Yeah, I always wanted to get back here somehow, you know, although we lived in Boston for years and lived in New York City for years. And I think the challenge of coming back to Vermont is that for us, it's a slower pace. And you really have to take a look at the stuff that you have inside. You can't lose yourself in city and all the distractions and all that. So it was a really cool but intense experience to come back and have to sort of take a look at the stuff that had was underneath there when everything settled. I had some work to do. So
I straight up loved
Vermont,
every second.
Vermont got me going again. So we're so thankful to be here.
And yeah.
We love Vermont. Ready. You know, we're full on Vermonters.
Soul music, it's rooted in blues, there's a lot of blues in there, and there's a lot of rock in there, even some pop, you know. I feel like we have like Cyndi Lauper, we have Roy Orbison, we have Nina Simone, and you know, we've got like a lot of influences, but for the most part, it's soul music, it's heartfelt, it's homegrown music, and we're playing every bit of it and singing every bit of it with everything that we have. So I think that's kind of what soul music really is, you know.
Yeah, I think Ezra brings a funkiness and kind of a power, like a rock funk power on drums. Whatever the style, there's a lot of melody in our music, and harmony is very important between our voices. We love to sing harmony.
Yeah.
And elements of jazz and big band music, which I grew up. That finds its way in there in some of the harmony and some of the way that we swing as a band.
Yeah,
I think we rock and roll. It's kind of both of those things.
Our music is very alive it's as different every moment as we are as people. Mm-hmm. So I think people can expect to be surprised every single time they come to our show. We never do anything the same.
That's true.
Twice, you know, it's always different. They can expect to feel the emotions that we're expressing in the songs, feel connected. We want our shows to leave people feeling 10 times better than when they walked in, and, you know, get in there right away and just irrigate the soul, get things moving, get connected, remember that we're all here to, you know, enjoy ourselves together and feel good.
Send me a message, show me a sign. I've gotta hold on till tomorrow. I walk the line. I'll take a freight train, I'll take a plane. I stop my guessing, oh, I release the pain. And I'll feel the high, high, high. I'll feel the low.
All of the songs that we played today are off of our upcoming album, which is not, it's not out yet. We don't have a release date yet. It's looking like spring 2017. I know that once we are ready to launch it, it's going to fly. You know, it's a beautiful record. We're psyched. I'm psyched.
It's definitely like the defining one of our careers. I think
for
that's
sure,
fair to
yeah.
say. You get a feeling of what we sound like live from the record. Yeah, we're excited about it. We'll